The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts and their guests, and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
Hey everybody, welcome in. Thank you so much for jumping in with us. As always, we have a topic and a guest with good information to benefit you and your family. Today, Susan Gordon is our guest. She is a counselor here in Sandpoint with the group The Human Connection. You know, this kind of time of year can be challenging for lots of legitimate reasons, and Susan is going to help us understand what these pressures are, and more importantly, how to look at this time of year, this transition, and she will share effective strategies that you can use. Actually, you're going to be able to use these strategies throughout the year, but we're just focusing on them today as we move from 2024, hallelujah, to 2020. All right, everybody, stay with us. We're going to take our first break right now.
Ready to enjoy a vacation close to home? Come stay for less and play for more at the Kootenai Casino. These offers are amazing. Right now, cozy up in a Kootenai Falls Lodge room for just $59 midweek and $89 on the weekends. An incredible bang for your buck. You'll enjoy the indoor swimming pool, soothing hot tub, and more. Right now, the Springs Restaurant is offering a delicious lunch and hearty breakfast specials for just $12. And you can get a $25 dinner for two special Sunday through Thursday. Every getaway deserves a little pampering, and that's exactly what you'll get at the Kootenai Spa, with great rates on massage and body treatments, facials, nails, and lashes. And in the red hot Kootenai Casino, join us for weekend spin and win, happy hour promotions, and all your favorite games. Join us in January at the Kootenai Casino and win this winter. Book your stay and play now. Call 888-YOU-ARE-LUCKY or visit KootenairiverInn.com.
Making your winter checklist? Better include getting those rock chips in your windshield fixed. Specialty Auto Glass reminds you that rock chips can turn into cracks in cold weather. And when it comes to repairs or replacements, schedule an appointment today. It's also a good time to replace your wipers and have the Aquapel glass treatment applied to help with visibility. Specialty Auto Glass, located on Schweitzer Plaza Drive. A repair today could save you money tomorrow.
Retired or retiring soon? How much money do you need to live comfortably? Retirement Planners of America is here for you. Would you like to have financial peace of mind? Here's how. Step 1. Find out the amount of money you'll need to retire. Step 2. Have a plan to get there. Step 3. Make sure that plan can take advantage of market gains but protect you from market losses. Discover how to do all three with a free consultation at 800-508-6108. That's 800-508-6108.
All investments involve risk, including losses. Past performance does not guarantee future.
Every 2 minutes, a woman in the U.S. is diagnosed with breast cancer. And in that split-second moment in time, her life changes forever. The toll of breast cancer is great. The need to support those who are battling the disease today is even greater. And that's why when others look away, Susan G. Komen leans in. We're fighting alongside patients because we know one moment can change a lifetime. Fighting breast cancer takes funding for research to discover the next new treatment, providing access to quality and affordable health care, and people willing to take action by raising funds and raising their voice to advocate for others. United by hope, we can end breast cancer. Join our fight. Save lives.
North Idaho's Radio 97.1.
Hey everybody, welcome back in. Join me as I say hello to Susan Gordon. She is a counselor at the Human Connection right here in Sandpoint. Susan, thank you for being with us.
Thank you for inviting me.
All right. Well, I want to start with your training and your experience and how it is that you are living here in wonderful Sandpoint.
Okay. Well, I went to Liberty University online and received two master's degrees. The first one, which, by the way, does not mean that I'm double smart. It just means I have double the student debt.
It means you're dedicated also.
Right. My husband was in the Army. So we lived in Priest River in 1996. And then shortly after that, he went into the full-time Army. And so we always knew we wanted to come back to this area. And so while we were living in the across the country, I got my first master's degree knowing that when we came back here, I would be working and I wanted to counsel. And then when it came time to get closer for his retirement, we found out that the state of Idaho had changed its laws and you had to have a specific accreditation that my college didn't have at that time. So then I got to get a second master's degree to have that accreditation.
I love that.
So
I can't believe you look like you're like 25 years old.
Well, thank you.
I can't believe you're married to somebody who's ready to retire. He must be retiring really young or something.
He has already been retired for 4 years.
I am
much older than 25, but thank you very much.
You're welcome. And so Sandpoint really is, in a way, is coming home for you in terms of, you know, being here before and then wanting to come back. Well, you know, we're here, as I told the audience in the intro, to talk about this season and some of the things that happened during, you know, from Thanksgiving through New Year's. And so what are some of the reasons that people do feel pressured or a little out of sorts during this time of year?
Well, there's lots of reasons that people can feel pressured or have triggers, even during this time of year. And I think one of the big ones is expectations. So people go into it having the expectations, am I pleasing my children? Am I pleasing my parents? Am I doing what I want to do, or am I doing just what everybody else wants? So many things. And then you're throwing in relatives and spending time with family, which can be an absolute joy for some people. And for some people, unfortunately, joy is the least of what it is.
Even when it could be joyful, it can get a little tedious. It's like time for everybody to leave me alone.
Right.
I need to be alone for a while.
Right.
Too much fun.
Right. And then there's also the pressures of finances.
Yes.
As we know, it costs a lot to live nowadays, and sometimes it's hard just to even make it month to month, let alone then throwing in all of those expectations of gift giving and everything else at this time of year. So with finances, our past experiences of, well, last year was great, so I have to make this year great. Or last year wasn't great, so I really have to make this year great.
Exactly. You know, before we went on the air, I had mentioned that my husband Gary is in heaven, and so he's been gone for quite a few years. So it's not so much loneliness or grief that I think that you feel. Maybe it's your mom and dad that you know have passed on, or whoever. It's more like, during this time of year, you remember them, and they're not there. I mean, you remember them through the year, but it's like they're not there. They're that Christmas morning or that Christmas Eve, or
right, because those are the times in our lives that we have put
together,
right, and made those special memories. And
exactly.
So then, when we come back and those change,
yeah,
we realize that even brings years, a hole.
Yeah, even years and years and years later, it's not so that you're breaking down weeping the way you might do in the first year, two, three, whatever your process is. But it comes to a point where, yeah, it's just always there. You just go on in your life with that. But that's another part of the holidays, I think, that pushes people around a little bit emotionally.
Correct.
Yeah. I am so glad that you brought up expectations, Susan, because I have a note here, unrealistic expectations. I want to add that and get your comment, because it's one thing to expect. It's another thing to be unrealistically expecting something.
Absolutely. And so many times and so many things in our lives right now, we have unrealistic expectations because we live in a time where we get things at the drop of a hat.
Mm-hmm.
because we can just hop on our phone and have Amazon send us something in 2 days.
Yes, I know.
So we've come to a...
Or we can hop on an airplane.
Mm-hmm.
And by, I mean, really, you could go to the airport right now and just look at a few flights. And by this afternoon or this evening, certainly, you could be in Hawaii.
Right. Right. And so we have these expectations, and oftentimes they're unrealistic because they take funding.
Yes,
they and do. That's not always available for everybody.
Yeah, exactly. Or they're unrealistic because they're just not going to happen. You are not going to lose 10 pounds this next week.
Right.
You know, they're unrealistic because there is no way that you can give up all sugar. Zero sugar is not realistic because that sugar is hiding. So you just, you know, no matter where you look, you need to be realistic about the things that we expect and the things that we want to do. This is kind of, I'm just following my thoughts right now, Susan. What are some of the ways we can not be unrealistic, but we can be more realistic, whether we're setting resolutions or goals or something? I'm kind of jumped on you there, but what are some of the ways we can be more realistic?
Well, and there's a acronym called SMART. And So setting SMART goals is something that we can do. And SMART stands for specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time bound.
I love that. What was the R? Reasonable?
Relevant.
Relevant. Mm-hmm. Well, that would be realistic. Any relevant and
time bound. So if we're able to set our goals specific so that we clearly state what we want and what we're willing to accomplish to do it,
yes,
then that's the S part of it. Measurable is include how you will measure your progress and know when you've achieved your goal. Make it achievable.
That is huge.
And so if your goal is to lose 25 pounds, know that it's not going to happen by tonight when you want to fit into that dress with sequins.
It won't happen by January 31st.
Right. And so you have to make it achievable and realistic.
Yes.
Knowing that it's going to take time.
Yeah.
It has to be relevant. So
what is that? Expand on that a little bit.
It has to be, you have to ensure that your goal aligns with the overall objectives and that it's worthwhile.
Mm. And relevant somehow to your life in a way was what I was thinking, like lifestyle-wise.
Right.
I don't ski, so I'm just never going to have some kind of a goal in my life to go snowboarding at Schweitzer. That's just not relevant to my life.
Right.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Or
exactly.
My age or something.
So it needs to be relevant for you and for the goal that you want to achieve.
Because it might be a goal good for somebody else that you know, and you listen to them say, I want to do this, or I'd like to achieve this, or this is something I'd like to accomplish throughout the year 2025. You need to say, oh yeah, I want to do that. No, wait a minute.
Right. For instance, I have asthma, so it's never going to be a relevant goal for me to run a marathon.
Yeah.
Unless someone's pushing me in a wheelchair, right, and they're doing the hard work and I can just puff my little inhaler.
You could walk a marathon,
yes.
A half marathon.
Right, right. But to think that I want to come in the top 25%
exactly.
Is not relevant in my life.
Exactly. It's not achievable.
Exactly.
And it's not relevant because
right.
of your health.
Right.
Excellent. That's really, really good stuff. And what about the time-bound thing?
And then you want to set a deadline, and that deadline also has to be realistic.
Mm-hmm.
And so before you set your goals, you go through this SMART acronym and decide, okay, is this all achievable in this? And can I do this in this timeline?
Yeah, I like that. And they're all important, but I'm really also zeroing in on the very first one, specific. If you're just general about your goals, you can't measure them. You're never going to really know, boy, did I do it? Am I there? Is it happening? It's just too general. You need to be specific. Don't be afraid to be specific.
Right. You know? And you also have to remember that when you set, whether it's resolutions or goals or anything, that you are also kind to yourself.
Oh, I love that. Talk about that a little bit. How are we to be kind to ourselves?
Well, I think that we are now at a time where it's very easy to shame ourselves. Mm-hmm. Oh, you should not have done this. You ate 3 cookies. Great. Now, you know,
your whole diet, slug.
Yeah, your whole diet is ruined. And so if we can get out of the mindset of shaming ourselves and know that we're not perfect, but bring in positive self-encouragement, surround yourself with encouraging people that are also going to help support you in those goals.
Yeah, that's really important. There is a lot of negative self-talk that goes on with people, no matter what they put out on Facebook, like, la, 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 look at us, look us all around the Christmas tree looking so good. But inside, they've got a lot of negative self-talk.
Right.
And that's just not healthy, is it?
It's not. And it's an epidemic that we have right now because our minds automatically go for the negative.
Yes.
I mean, we're born into a sinful nature. And so our brains don't automatically think, dang, I am hot stuff. They automatically think, dang, I don't look as great as I should.
I'm not sure we should be thinking I'm all that hot stuff either. Your pride's the other ditch. There are two ditches. One is this arrogant pride, and the other one is I'm a slug. I'm nobody. You want to stay on that straight path that says, you know, for me, of course, it's spending time in the Word in the morning.
Right.
And that keeps me understanding how blessed I am and how grateful I am and how good God is to me. And somehow that makes me joyful.
Mm-hmm.
I want to just specific goals. Can you give us, what are a couple of specific goals that come to your mind? If someone, you know, people that you've talked to in your counseling time where they've been too general and you've encouraged them to be more specific, how might that look?
Well, everybody has their own goals that they are in, but specifically right now at this time of year, you find that a lot of people's goals are, or you could say New Year's resolutions, mm-hmm. is to get back into the gym and lose the weight. That's always top on a list somewhere.
Yeah. So get back in the gym is too general.
Right. And do you have a SMART goal even set out for that? Are you a member of a gym?
Yes. Can you afford a gym if it's not being paid for by your insurance?
Exactly. Or are there other things that you can do to get healthy that don't require a gym?
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's good. Yeah, to look around and be realistic about what you can do and be specific.
Right.
Like, I want to work out. I think it's okay to say, I want to work out. I mean, every day might be too big of a bite.
Right.
I want to work out 3 times a week for an hour somewhere, somehow.
Right.
Walk, whatever.
Exactly. And we live in a beautiful area, and there are so many walking paths and woods and mountains that we're able to go and do things in the outdoors. So we don't have to be in a gym if that's not something that's in your budget.
Right. Or something that's even, you haven't really researched it yet. There are a lot of gyms around here.
Right.
Some of them look pretty hardcore. Right. So you may want to check them out before you sign up. But this is why gyms have you know, they make a big deal, like 50% off an annual membership. in January because they know they won't see you by February 14th. They're like, they made their money and you're gone. I want to go back to New Year's resolutions because I have a couple of questions here for you, Susan. By the way, we're talking with Susan Gordon right here. She's with the Human Connection right here in Sandpoint. What's a number? Let me get this in before we take our break. What's a number? Do you know your number there at the Human Connection that people can call and get a hold of you or the other, any of the other counselors?
And so if someone would like to make an appointment, they can call 208-265-5412.
5412. We'll check that out. We're going to take a break right now. We'll check that out. Check that number out for you. So you can call. There are several other counselors. And I just want to say real quick that, you know, you want to talk to counselors almost in an interviewing situation to see if, you know, you're connecting with them, they're connecting with you, whatever it is, so that you can be comfortable for some one-on-one help, whether it's issues like this or other issues that you may be facing and want to talk to somebody about. All right, that's it. We're going to take this break. We're going to do that right now.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code AIRPORT25 to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code AIRPORT25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code AIRPORT25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Must qualify for enrollment. Results may vary.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids. No matter where you are, call now. 800-575-8695. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-575-8695. That's 800-575-8695. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
I'm Shanola Hampton. Every day, millions of people face hunger. Today, I will share with you some of their experiences. I'm stuck between paying for medications or paying for food. John from Maine. After paying my bills, I can buy groceries. It's sad to say, food comes last. Alice from Oregon. I thought pantries were for less fortunate people, but anybody could be less fortunate in a day or even a second. Claire from Virginia. The Feeding America Network of Food Banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. No one should have to worry where their next meal will come from. Together, we can end hunger. Learn more at feedingamerica.org.
News Talk 97.1. Everybody, welcome in. We have got it going on today with Susan Gordon. She is a counselor at the Human Connection right here in Sandpoint. And before we went on break, Susan was talking about the best number to call and also kind of, you know, coming into that relationship with a counselor who you can kind of relate to and they can relate to you. Give us the number that you gave us was correct, 208-265-5412 is the number. And what happens when we call that number?
And so when you call that number, you are going to talk to our business manager, Kaylee. And if you get the answering machine, then she will give you a call back. And so she will ask you a few questions, get a small amount of history, and then find out which one of our counselors she thinks is going to be the best match for you. Because we've got quite the staff right now with people that are specializing or other counselors that are specializing in all different things. And so she's going to find out which counselor is going to be the best for you. And then from there, then she will set you up with that counselor, give you that counselor's number or have that counselor call you to set up an appointment.
What are some of the areas of specialization, so to speak, that the counselors might, it isn't that they wouldn't do other areas, but where they're kind of experienced in certain areas. What are some of those areas?
And so we have one counselor on our team who is specialized in working with children, and that's where her gifting is. And so she works a lot with children. Specifically, we have counselors that work really well with teens. We have a few counselors that have been veterans themselves or work a lot with veterans. We have counselors that are marriage and family therapists, and so they work with couples. And then we have counselors that also work with the LGBTQ community.
And I'm assuming that you've got counselors that are also experienced in dealing with people that are working through either alcohol or drugs or detoxing in some way to change those habits in their life.
Yeah, and a lot of that just a lot of those things come in under like depression and anxiety and things like that, and
or even marriage. I mean, you know, drinking might be something that's harming the marriage. Oh, what's your specialty?
Well, I really love working with couples, and so I work with couples a lot. I work with a lot of people that have experience or are experiencing depression and anxiety. I work with teens, individuals. I've done a lot of grief counseling. So
yeah,
kind of whatever people are needing, I'm there to offer support to them.
That is so awesome. Well, I want to talk again about resolutions, because you had mentioned before that within the framework of making resolutions, whatever time of year you're doing this, okay, this could be in July as easily as it's in December, but there's a lot of shoulds, like I should do this, I should do that, but really that's not the right approach, is it?
Right, and a lot of times, even in my counseling sessions, I say, okay, we're going to stop shoulding on ourselves, because should is creating an unrealistic expectation, and it's bringing shame upon yourself.
Right.
And so I should be doing this instead of I want to be doing this.
Right.
So if you can think about going for a walk in the morning, I should get up and go for a walk is instantly a negative thing. Instead of thinking, do I want to go for a walk in the morning? Yes. Why do I want to do that? Because I want to be healthier. Right. I want to get out, breathe fresh air. I want to be not only physically healthier, but I want to be mentally healthier.
Yes. And all of that is true if you can get up and do even a little bit of exercise, even if it's, I live in a little gated, fenced hood here. And even if I just walk around the hood, it's good. If I don't want to go outside and cross the highway and whatever, get out into that, I can just walk around the hood for 10 minutes at 6 o'clock in the morning. It's dark, it's cold, but it's good. And then I come in and I'm all revved up somehow.
Right,
it's
right.
Really good. Yeah. I like that because we want to do what's on our heart to do for ourselves. I believe very much that, you know, God talks to us and leads us and guides us. And however you make these decisions about what your priorities are, what's in your heart to do, what you really care about, that's what you want to listen to and do, not what somebody else is telling you.
Right.
And please, if you are a person looking at somebody in your family or your children, you should, please, no, right, Susan?
Right.
You don't want shoulds coming at you, but you don't want to put them out on somebody else either.
Right. Remember, should equals shame.
Yes.
And we don't want to shame people.
I saw recently, and I can't remember if it was Facebook or somebody sent this video to me, but it said, and I think it's true because I tried to check it on, you know, Google. AI told me it was true, that bison are one of the few animals that when there's a windstorm, a rainstorm, and a snowstorm, they face it and they walk through it. We turn our back on the wind. We feel better if we're turning our back to the storm. But the bison face it because this is where they're the heaviest and the strongest. They go with their weapons, and they've got this big, heavy fur all around them. And so they face that storm and they walk through it. So you know what? I want, in my heart, in 2025, I want to be a bison.
Right.
I want to go forward. I mean, I don't have that big, heavy shoulder stuff and mane, but I've got weapons that I can walk forward through a storm or forward through a difficulty. Don't you
right.
love that? I want to be a bison, Susan.
Right. I have not heard that before, but that is pretty incredible.
That is very incredible. And they're one of the few animals that actually do this. They've got amazing pictures of the bison doing this. So check it out. You can get back to me and
okay,
tell me if it's true.
I will.
I did the best I could, and everybody was saying, not everybody, but everybody online was saying, yeah, it's true. Why do women always want to lose weight? I mean, I don't care whether you're talking August, December, or March. Women right. are like, I want to lose 3 pounds. Can you even imagine that's one of my goals, is to lose 3 pounds?
I think it's because it's so common, is because it brings about a positive change in our life.
Yeah.
Whether it's even 3 pounds, you're like, yes, I'm
you
down 3 pounds.
Feel
I
better.
Did it. Right.
Mentally.
Mm-hmm. And that's the thing, is it improves your health and it gives you better mental health.
Yeah.
And so the key is, though, doing it in bite-sized portions.
Yes. Yeah.
And keeping it obtainable and realistic goals.
Yes. And remembering your health and your emotions, you know, because we don't want to fixate just, I mean, it is true, women do care about the way they look. We do care about the way something, you know, the perennial question you ask your husband, do I look fat in this dress? I mean, really, this is very dangerous territory.
Right. Don't ask the man.
Don't
put the man
him.
In that situation.
Well, no, if he's smart, he won't answer. I mean, he'll just
But why even put him in that situation? If it's a loaded question, don't even put your man in that situation.
Don't do it. Don't ask anybody. Don't even ask yourself. But anyway, it is true that this weight loss thing, however it is a lot more than just the way you look. It is your health and it is your mental health. It's important to have that.
And unfortunately, our society has not set us up to succeed in the
Why
weight loss.
Is that? I know it's the food.
Well, because we're convenient and we're sedentary.
Don't get me started
right.
on food.
And we want instant gratification.
Yeah.
And so we have fast food on every corner. Maybe not here in Sandpoint, but in most
or Colorado Springs.
Right.
I don't think they're eating Doritos in Colorado Springs.
But so many times we can get what we want instantly, mm-hmm. and we don't have to work physically for the things that we want.
Right, the way we used to. I mean, I'm grew up where everybody in our family, aunts and uncles and one set of grandparents were on a farm. Everybody had a garden. Mm-hmm. Everybody was out working in a garden and hoeing, and we kids, we were drug along with it. I was at my aunts and uncles, well, I'll never forget this weekend, Susan, and they were slaughtering chickens. Have you ever smelled a chicken go down into boiling hot water to get the feathers to come out easy? That is a smell that you never forget. But I'm telling you, it was hard work. I was a little kid.
On a farm.
Obviously, it traumatized me. I think I may need to make an appointment with you. I can't believe that memory came up. But, you know, the idea is that, you know, we want to be positive about our goals. And like you said, I want this to be repeated, kind to ourselves,
right.
Kind to each other. What about humor? I use humor a lot. How does humor work into keeping us realistic or not so stressed out?
Keeping a sense of humor is so important in our lives because humor can't cure all ailments that we have, but it can make positive changes in both your physical and your mental health.
Amen. I think it makes a difference in the way your face looks. I think the more you smile and laugh, the better your face is that people get to look at.
Right.
You know, even if you're not like crazy laughing at that moment, it still looks really good.
Right.
And you're a marriage counselor. You tell me, humor in marriage is like the best weapon against divorce. If you can laugh.
Right.
And make
right.
each other laugh. Right.
Right. Right. And have positive humor, not sarcastic humor.
Oh, my goodness, yes. Oh, yeah, that kind of goes, oh, yeah, no sarcasm allowed.
Right.
It's not snarky, does not work.
Right.
No, that's the silent treatment at that point. How long can you stay silent around your husband? You know, I couldn't stay silent very long because I talk a lot. So silent was not the weapon. But yeah, don't get snarky or sarcastic. Just laugh together.
Right.
If you think of something funny, say it.
Right. And remember that at one point you fell in love together and you probably thought each other was really funny back
yes.
then. So 10, 20 years later, find the things that are still funny and that you love about each other.
Yeah. And maybe not even funny in each other per se. Just look outward
right.
and see funny stuff. See right. people walking around, do some people watching at the airports. You know, I don't know how healthy that is exactly, but it does make you laugh because honestly, I saw a cart in Walmart the other day and I won't say everything I saw, but this cart was filled up with basically Doritos and potato chips. And I thought, this is a New Year's Eve party happening right there. They are going to eat every bad thing that they could find in Walmart. And it made me laugh. I thought, none of that is in my cart. I must not be having fun or something. All right, everybody. Hey, we are up against our last break. We're going to take that break right now.
Hi, this is Brian Ivey, Service Manager at Pierce Auto Center in beautiful Sagal, Idaho. We would like to wish everyone a Happy New Year. We also want to thank our community for making our holiday food drive and toy drive a huge success. We look forward to meeting all your sales and service needs in the new year. Our certified technicians work on all makes and models, including Subaru and Toyota. Give us a call today to schedule an appointment, 208-263-4212, Pierce Auto Center.
This year, give yourself and those you care about the gift of health and fitness at Natural Fitness Gym. Let Natural Fitness tone, shape, and energize your body with the area's largest equipment selection, cardio, and clean atmosphere. They have 24-hour member access. Natural Fitness gives you two locations at one great price, in Sandpoint on Superior Street and in Ponderay on Schweitzer Plaza Drive. Give the gift of health and join Natural Fitness today.
The Forge Artisan Pizza in Sandpoint offers a wide variety of pizza styles, fresh baked sourdough bread, delicious appetizers, interesting salads, beers on tap, fantastic wines, and canned cocktails. At The Forge Pizza, we make all of our food in-house and from scratch using nothing but organic Italian flour from a small mill outside of Rome, Italy, and local ingredients. The Forge Pizza, 306 Pine Street, open Thursday through Monday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m.
The following is furnished by Excel Media Pros. Are you battling addiction? Call Rehabs America for a free consultation. Drugs and alcohol can destroy your life. Our program offers a complete medical detox plus inpatient drug and alcohol treatment. Your insurance may cover 100% of treatment. Many have already completed our program and are living substance-free lives. Call for your free consultation now. 800-210-5811. That's 800-210-5811. Hope is one phone call away. Call 800-210-5811.
I had an important job, and it wasn't just a job, it was keeping my brothers and sisters safe. And coming back, it felt like kind of thrown away. It's like you're useless, you know, we don't really have a need for you now because you can't really do anything for us. That's the way I felt. If it hadn't been for Wounded Warrior Project, I honestly don't know if I would be here. It was the camaraderie that I saw and had. It was like, I got my family back again. We all felt the connection, you know, like that brother and sisterhood.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Donna by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Hey everybody, welcome back in. It's called The Human Connection. It's a counseling group right here in Sandpoint. And our guest today is Susan Gordon. She's one of the counselors. How many counselors are at The Human Connection, more or less? Counting on her fingers right now. We're getting up to 8, 7.
I think we have 10 right now.
10. That is awesome. And the cool thing, 265-5412, is that they have different areas kind of that they are experts in, so you can find a counselor that will kind of match up with what your needs are. Well, Christmas is past, Susan, but we want to keep Christ in Christmas, so to speak. What does that mean for you as a counselor?
And so I think that that's something that keeping Christ in Christmas, or just keeping Christ in our daily walk every day of the year, mm-hmm. is something that we can do. And if we just focus on kindness, mm-hmm. to each other, remember forgiveness.
Yes.
And then also be intentional. And being intentional in our faith, in prayer, in Bible readings, studies during the Christmas season, Advent studies, in other times of the year, other Bible studies, and having connection with other like-minded individuals.
Yeah, that's beautiful. You know, we have a really varied audience. We have people that are very much in agreement listening to us right now. They love their walk with Christ, and that's a big part of who they are. We have other listeners right now who that's not their belief system or where they are faith-wise, and maybe they're someplace else. But the thing that I like about God's Word and why it could be, being kind and being forgiving and being intentional in what you want to do with and for yourself and other people is truth that will stand forever, whether you understand it came out of God's Word or whether, you know, you find that. It's always true to be kind.
Right.
I love that. Yeah.
Right.
Saying no is one of the ways that we can manage our life. And some people are a little bit better at it than others. I'm not all that good. What is it about saying no that's really powerful?
Well, number one, knowing that saying no can be really, really hard for some people because some of us were created to be people pleasers. And so we want to do whatever we can to help other people. Yeah. But we also have to know that we have to have those limits of saying no, or we run ourselves dry.
Right.
And so I think that in order to be able to learn to say no, sometimes you have to practice that in your head first. Just saying no. And then even saying it no out loud. And that could be while you're in the car, or while you're getting ready in the morning, or when you're by yourself so that other people aren't looking at you. But just say no so that you can hear yourself saying it.
That's good.
Then maybe find a friend to practice saying no with, and have them ask you questions that you can actually say no to them. So that, again, you're hearing yourself say no.
Yeah.
And many people find that once they are able to set that boundary in their life and say no that first time, it is like, ah, kind of moment.
It's called a little bit more freedom.
Right,
To be who you are.
Exactly. And then it seems to get easier and easier over time.
Yeah.
But knowing that it's going to be really hard that first time.
Yeah. You know, it has to do with our priorities. You know, there is a technique that I've learned to use, because I'm a little bit of a yes, because I get enthusiastic really, really good. But if I can delay my answer a little bit, like I need to check my calendar.
Right.
I need to just give me a couple of days to think about this and scheduling. Or I hate to even say this, but I'll say it on the air. I need to pray about this, which is always true. But it is true that sometimes that just separates you a little bit from saying yes or saying no.
Right.
Is that a good...
And it's true, because a lot of times when we say yes, it's an instant yes. And then we come back later and we have regretted that yes.
Totally.
But we're now committed to that yes. And
yes.
It really doesn't make our lives or their lives better, because we are now being run ragged.
Right.
And when we really should have just said no and let somebody else take the blessing for being able to help that
exactly.
person.
Exactly. Or we've committed ourselves to something, or to going somewhere, or doing something, and we really don't want to do it. Now, what kind of a happy camper are you going to be for these other people? Like, I'm here and I don't want to be here. I mean, that is like, that's not nice.
Right.
This is not kind, you know? So yeah, if you need to delay or strategize things a little bit, just do that. Just
right.
make a delay. And then reconsider your priorities, reconsider what your heart is saying or what God is saying. Sometimes God's saying, you need to do this. So there's a yes right there.
Right. Right.
All right. My last question, I think it's the last one we have time for, is going to be, you're a professional counselor. So who or how do you get counseled when you need some counseling?
Same way that anybody else does.
You call the human connection.
Right. Professional counselors have counselors.
Yeah.
And so a lot of us see other counselors in the city, or have trusted friends that we are able to talk to when things are going on, or people that support us. And so, yeah, the same way, it's just finding somebody that you have connection with, that cares about you, and that you're able to be supported by.
You know what just occurred to me as you were talking, and that is counselors, you know, more than like a layperson who hasn't had the training or seen in your work day after day the effectiveness and the power of counseling, you know better than we do to a certain extent of how important it is, or how healthy it is, or how helpful it can be. So yeah, you guys would probably be...
Well, we know as counselors, we know very much that we have to have self-care.
Yes.
And sometimes as counselors, we're the ones that don't always practice self-care. But
I know, it's like, doctor, heal yourself.
But we try really hard, even if it's just taking a walk around the block or something real quick in the middle of the day, just to get some fresh air.
Well, or get a pedicure.
Right.
Pedicures are good for everything. You and your gal down there working on your feet and your toes, you can solve a lot of problems.
That's right.
It's all good. That could be something that Eric could add to the human connection. Come in, talk to a counselor, and get a pedicure.
I'll let you talk to him about that time you see him.
I just tell him to be kind with his answer. All right, Susan Gordon, thank you so much for being with us today. What a great show. Everybody, you're invited to connect with the human connection. Happy New Year. Tomorrow is a new year, 2025. And so I want to wish each of you an early Happy New Year. Next Tuesday, my guest is going to be the state treasurer for our great state of Idaho, Julie Ellsworth. She's going to bring a ton of financial information, all about some loan programs I was reading about, really interesting, and strategies that she's involved with state treasurers in other states. So thanks again, everybody, for coming along today. Until next Tuesday, this is Barbara saying please take care, slow down, love each other, and may God richly bless you, my friends.